Hey guys, Allison Venezio from Allison's Written Words and RetroWest. I finished watching the first episode of the Mystery Science Theater 3000 reboot. I just figured instead of writing it down, because, kind of I find in these ways reactions really words don't describe it when they're as written, and usually are better off being verbalized. I actually wa finished watching it about an hour or so ago. I was actually working on something else, but I figured now I have my thoughts kind of composed and could, react to the first episode of the new season. The movie that was done was called Reptilicus. I've got to look into this one a little bit because I don't have any information on it. Or I've never actually heard of it until today, but that's usually the case with these Mystery Science Theater 3000 movies, is that I haven't heard of like 99% of the movies that actually are on there. So it's pretty amazing that the show has fascinated me so much for the last 20 years. I really liked the first episode. I really enjoyed it. I thought Jonah Ray did a fantastic job. It was a little weird not hearing Kevin Murphy's voice as Tom Servo. I will get used to that. But it was the person that actually is playing the part now was very good. The actors actually control as the voices of both Crow and Servo were fantastic. Jonah Ray was excellent. Definitely going to fit in nicely among the likes of Joel and Mike, and Felicia Day was fantastic as she said third generation, so I guess Clayton Forrester had a kid we didn't know anything about. Patton Oswalt as TV's TV son of TV's Frank was really, I'm probably screwing up the actual name, but he was very good. I really didn't see any difference between him, between Max and his father. Definitely chip him off the old block from the original, Frank. It's nice to see that Mary Jo Peele is back in it. I see that Kevin Murphy and Bill Corbett are going to be making appearances as Observer and Professor Bobo. But I haven't gotten that far yet. But I did see that they were listed in the cast. The new cast. I was reading it on Wikipedia yesterday. Otherwise, I have nothing negative to say about the new show. It did look really good. The quality, of course, is about a million times better than the original series, considering that the original series is from, how many years ago, and a lot of the episodes that I've seen are on YouTube, so they're recorded off of people's tapes from Comedy Central and from the Sci-Fi Channel, so the tapes are usually in excess of 20 years old, and the show hasn't been on the air since 1999. The quality on Netflix for even the episodes that they have on there from the original series look really good, considering the age, but still, they don't exactly look pretty. They look a little gritty, but this looks really nice, and it's just, I've been so, I'm actually, people say like, oh, well, something's better than nothing. Well, yeah, something is better than nothing, but you want it to be quality. You don't want to just watch something for the sake of watching it. I know for me, even if it was terrible, the whole point of Mystery Science Theater 3000 is that the movies are terrible. So you're basically, what you're getting into, and, but what makes the show work, is the riffing. The writing's got to be good. The tie-in segments, the host segments, and actually, I like what they did with this because there's no commercials. They have the little breaks, the little interruptions, and they have like a snippet about it being on Moon 13. So apparently, MST3K has its own, is on its own channel now. I like the nod though. The whole 13 is a nice nod back to Deep 13 from the original series from when Joel was on there, and for the first like two seasons that Mike was on there, or 2.5 seasons that Mike was on there. So it's kind of a nice treat. As I said, the quality is really good. It looks fantastic in high def. But I really did enjoy the show. I'm actually looking forward to seeing if there's going to be a second season or not. I bet I'll enjoy the first season while it's, there and try not to binge through too much. They're all an hour and a half, so I really can't binge, movies. It's not really my thing. I don't really binge watch anything to begin with. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm psyched to watch the second episode. I'll probably be watching it over like the next couple weeks. Just so I can enjoy it. But yeah, it definitely was worth it. I'm very happy that people donated as much as they did to Kickstarter in order to get it, the full order of episodes that they really wanted to do. And yeah, it's nice to see that it's back and that it's as good as I remember it from when I used to watch it on Saturday mornings back in the late 90s. I've been a fan for 20 years, so. It definitely looks like what I remember it, and I'm truly excited to see what's going to come. And somebody who supports Riff Tracks, and MST3K wholeheartedly, I'm definitely looking forward to this season. All right, sorry about the rambling. It's kind of an unscripted thing, but just had to get my thoughts out about the reboot after watching the first episode. Have a great day.